This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And what happens if you want to have a garden? You want to have a big garden, but you've only got a small property. You can only have a small garden. I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine, to talk about small gardens. Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So I'll ask it, but it seems pretty obvious. What's a small garden?
Oh, well, if you live in places like Sydney or Melbourne, if you're living in a terrace and you've got a little, what they call a yard, basically, up, out the back that used to hold the old dunny. But with modern places now, there's lots of, spaces at a premium. So you've got things like villas that you might just have a courtyard. Or you're living in an apartment and you've only got a balcony. So those are your small gardens. Mostly you can define them as where it's not worthwhile putting in a lawn.
Right. Well, I mean, I can imagine a few places, mainly probably living in the desert. I mean, but that's not quite the space for a small garden. There's a large garden possibility.
Yes.
So what can people use in their small gardens?
Well, small gardens are really intimate, so you've got to feel very, very comfortable about being in a small environment. One of the first things that I would do if you got this limited space is look over the fence and see what's happening over there. And that's what they call in the industry the borrowed landscape. So if your neighbour's got a few trees and bushes hanging over, include them in your garden. Make them yours as well, so you can grow a creeper, for example, up the wall, so that you've got a blend of green against the foliage of the trees, and it looks like it's all part of your estate, so to speak.
I guess, yeah, just utilising not just the horizontal but the vertical as well. What about pot plants? I imagine that they would become a big feature in a small garden.
I think it's really, really important. If you put in the garden bed, it's taking up a lot of space, so I would put as many plants as you can into pots. And, this means that you can move them around. And it also creates different levels, and creating levels in a small space make it look larger. So you can put a pot plant on a pedestal, for example, and you've got this different angle of your garden.
Well, of course, with a small garden, it means less space. Is there a problem with, I guess, overcrowding?
Oh, yeah, that makes you feel really, really claustrophobic. It's really important to have air. So it's air that you can breathe and so that the plants can breathe. And you can, the old maxim, the old saying, less is more, is really, really important here. And a huge feature in small gardens, big plants and that sort of thing, it can dwarf the space and it can make it feel really, really cramped. And also, don't overcomplicate things. Just keep things very, very simple. Things like fussy curves, they can look odd in a small garden, so just keep them simple to make it look larger.
No worries. And I guess, what about sunlight? Of course, plants do require a fair bit of light. Does a small garden make that a bit of a challenge?
No, that's when you've got to choose your plants. Yes, it seems obvious that plants require a lot of light, but, when you get into, the tropical areas where there's a lot of growth, so many of the plants there don't actually get any light. That what they call understory plants. So you don't necessarily have to create a tropical look in your garden, but you can use plants that are used to growing under trees, the understory plants. There's so many of them, and people just fail to realise that on their own, they're actually quite amazing.
What kind of plants then should people get if they don't have as much sunlight or could have plenty of shade to share?
Oh, well, you're talking to the expert here. I'm surrounded by apartments and I have just a shade garden. Things like cordylines thrive really well in shade. Other things like ferns. And cordylines and ferns, they have, because they spread out a bit, but there's lots of air between the fronds or the leaves. So you actually, that even though they can be quite big, they don't impose because of you're seeing through them, so to speak. They're not solid.
No worries. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.